This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Spoiler alert! What Did You Watch This Week is a candid discussion about recent movies and TV shows, and it may contain spoilers if you haven't watched them yet. Listen at your own risk.
And hold on a second. Coming soon to Coming soon, speakers blow out. Toe on DVD. Children scramble for the remote. And video cassette. Atomic.
We all remember that.
Oh my god, yes.
You rented a movie, yes. And everything was fine, and then you put it on, and they're coming soon. You're like, no!
Yeah.
Loudest thing in the whole fucking movie. Sorry, I just found something funny.
Or when the THQ thing shows up on the screen.
Yeah. You get the little warning. It's like the,
You're
like, no.
This is gonna wake up my parents.
Yep. Mute. Imagine if they put those on the front of porn.
That's like that now watching the History Channel app. The History Channel show itself, it's like we have it up on say 25 and the volume's perfect. And then, like, the commercials kick on and, like, it blows the speakers. So it's like,
crank it up and
they're going to commercial. Quick, mute it. It's like the Memorex guy in the chair.
Yes. Very good, sir.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome to episode 152.
We got there.
What did you watch this week? This is Mike.
I'm John.
And we're going to talk about shows and stuff.
Not a lot of them.
Apparently not a lot of them.
Yeah, I forgot to watch The Passage this week, so... But see, here's the thing. It's Friday night, and we're recording now.
Yeah.
But the next time that we're going to record is Wednesday. So we've got Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to watch shows. So we have 4 days, and there's not a lot on in those days. Like, nothing new comes on Saturdays.
No.
There'll be a Blacklist.
We'll have a Blacklist tonight. We'll have Supergirl and Flash.
Yep. And
The Good Doctor, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll have a limited supply.
So basically, I'll watch The Passage, and we'll be able to talk about the season finale of The Passage.
The final three episodes.
Yep. But yeah, I've been sick lately and sleeping a lot. So like I didn't see anything from last night. So Superstore I didn't see. There was no new Orville.
There was no new Orville.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't see
Superstore was okay. I just watched it before you got here.
Okay.
It was okay.
Yeah. They got renewed for a fifth season already.
Yes, that's awesome.
Woo.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot to talk about either.
Good. We'll make it a nice short episode after our Blockbuster Blowout 150 and then 151 that actually went pretty long too because we talked about Umbrella Academy.
We really ever had a short episode?
Yeah, I think we've had one that came in at like 58 minutes or something.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well,
we always say we don't have a lot to talk about. Then we talk about a lot.
Well, it's just bullshit. That's why.
Yeah. I got some good news.
I got some news.
Some trailers.
Yeah.
Saw a couple of movies.
I saw a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could talk about that one. I think we could talk about the second one that I watched too. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sweet. So I guess real quick, I watched a little bit more of Luther.
Oh, wow.
I haven't watched it in a while.
Right, right.
I was at work the other night. I'm like, let's see here. Okay. It was really sad because I'm like, I don't have anything to watch. Like, but they put a new movie on Netflix, the one of Ben Affleck, and I wanted to watch that. But, I want to watch that at home. I want to pay attention to it. So I'm trying to think of what I can put on that I don't have to pay attention because I'm also got a week off from school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting at work going, I have schoolwork to do. The fuck do I do? Besides work, I mean, you know. So I watched a little bit of Twilight Zone. I love the Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
And then I watched a couple episodes of Luther or whatever. It's a solid show.
Yeah.
I forgot to watch You're the Worst.
I did too.
I don't even know if it was on this week.
It was.
Okay.
I forgot to
watch that.
Was it? I'll find out. Like I said, I was sick this week, so I slacked off on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I did, however, discover, see, my phone died, and, hold on, let's see. You're the Worst. Yep. There was an episode called Magical Thinking.
Okay.
I discovered, see, my phone was dying. I had the S7 Edge,
mm-hmm.
and it was dying, because something was wrong with the battery.
Sure.
So apps took forever. I sent my sister a text this past Friday. Said, "Hey, what do you want for dinner?" She replied last Friday. I got her reply Monday at 11:30 in the morning.
That's happened recently with Kate, though, with her phone. She has an Apple iPhone, and I have 8.
Yep.
Galaxy 8, I believe. And I got a text message from her, and she had gotten one of mine, like, 2 days after I sent it. And I'm reading her reply. She's like, "What do you mean, blah, blah, blah?" And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? And then finally, it took a while, and I'm just like, "Are you asking me about, you know, this?" And she's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay, I sent that message 2 days ago." we've texted other stuff since then. Like, other messages have come in, and all of a sudden this one popped in.
Yeah. I'm walking the halls at work, you know, because I'm on my break and I'm trying to get some exercise, and I'm walking around, my phone, bam, bam, and I look down, and it's my sister, and it says, "I'll take a chicken Alfredo pizza, see if they can add onions, thanks." I'm like, it's fucking 11:30 on a Monday. Oh, shit, this was from Friday.
So wait a second. What did you end up getting her?
That. Because my mother sent me a message. She's like, "This is what she wants." I'm like, "All right, well," she didn't send me the message.
So she didn't question it.
Right.
See, it would have been funny if your mom hadn't sent you a message at all about that.
And I was just like, "Here's pepperoni."
Yeah, she's like, "But I wanted this." "Well, you should have told me."
That's right.
And then walked off.
Like, I did. Here's my phone. Do you see a message on there? But anyway, so I finally upgraded.
What'd you get?
I got the S10 Plus.
How's that treating you?
It's fucking amazing.
I actually wish I hadn't gotten the Plus.
I love the Plus because, you know, it's huge and it's gorgeous. But anyway, what I discovered was that when I lay it down on my desk at work and I turn on Hulu, it only appears in the top part of the screen.
Mm.
So I can put my earphones in and type away on my work computer, pretending to work, usually messaging people and stuff like that, and watch episodes of things. I've stuck with things like New Amsterdam, The Good Doctor, you know, ones that I don't mind being in the background.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to discover that I can get away with this, which is bad. That's very bad because it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And I know that I'm going to abuse this. I'm going to abuse this a lot.
I know my limitations.
Right now, they're going to be April 26th. They're remodeling. So they're moving everybody's cubes around. And the first thing that I ask them, because right now I have a cube where my back is to the walkway. So everybody can walk by and see what I'm doing on my screen.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, I hate that. Cause I honestly do. Like,
yeah,
when I go into
a
restaurant,
people back to me. Yeah. I don't like being,
they're like, "We could get you a mirror." I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
No,
I'm like,
that's fucked
if that. I go into a restaurant, I want to be able to see, you know, the doors and stuff like that. I don't like having my back exposed. So if they flip around my desk so that I'm, oh my God, I'm going to watch everything. Like, I'm literally just going to, I ordered one of those charging stations that like holds your phone up at an angle, and I'm just going to have it there under my monitors and be like, I'm fucking watching shows all day. I'm going to watch everything. Like, I'm going to be caught up on everything and then be like, I watched this 3 new movies this week because I literally work an 8-hour day. So yeah, that's what I discovered.
It's kind of like I have my Kindle Fire 8, and I set that up underneath my center monitor.
Yeah,
so like that's where it sits at.
It's great.
Yeah, and I'm like, have you thought about upgrading to the 10? I'm like, I have, but I don't use it at home. All I use this for is at work, so I don't really need to spend $180 for no reason, you know. But I upgraded
for the Kindle 10.
Yeah, upgraded to the 8. It's because my 7 died.
Right.
So it made sense to upgrade.
Right. And that's why I got this phone, because my phone was dying.
Yeah.
And I figured I like to future-proof things.
Yeah.
So I watched the Samsung show, and it looked like it had some really good stats on it compared to mine. It's actually got a widescreen camera on there that takes pictures at 135-degree angle, which is human cone of vision. So you can actually take pictures of what you would see. Pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool. I've noticed on a new update on my phone, it'll say, hey, your lens is dirty. If you cleaned it, your picture would come up better. I'm like, nice. Thanks for looking out for me, phone. My phone does look out for me.
That's right.
My lens is dirty. Lets me know, hey, you shouldn't listen to music that loud in your earphones.
Yes, it tells me the same thing. See, that's why I'm single, because my phone loves me and it takes care of me.
My phone cares about me.
Dude, this thing, I just got to say real quick, it is beautiful. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I wanted to future-proof it. So I opted for the model that comes with 1 terabyte of storage.
That seems a bit much.
And 12 gigabytes of RAM.
That seems a bit much.
This is a fucking laptop in my hand.
It basically is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the porn I can watch. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, that's how I watched some of my shows this week while I was stuck at work. Mike's still hung up on the porn comment.
No, I'm not.
You've seen the infographic, right?
Yes, I have.
The cell phones?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not denying it. It's true. Yep. We watch porn on our phones.
Of course.
And iPads. Pretty much that's what my iPad is for now.
Use this for porn.
Yeah, I've got a great laptop. Why would I use my iPad for anything but porn?
Right.
It's so old, too. It's like a second-gen iPad. So anytime I try to update games or apps, it's like, oh, these aren't compatible with your... So I
can't... You know what is? Pornhub.com.
Goddamn right. You know what else is great? Is on the iPad, there are no pop-up windows. So you never have to worry about pop-up windows or viruses or anything. It's actually ideal. I honestly think that Apple built this with that in mind.
Remember how back when... You could some of the first gen smartphones, you could finally just do the internet, regular internet.
Yeah.
But like you could set it so that each person had their own individual or it was like linked to Facebook. So like if you called me on my phone, when it rang, it would show your face.
Yes.
Okay.
I missed that.
So a buddy of mine, not going to say who he is, Aaron. Maybe he was watching his phone doing something one night, and right before the finish happened, I called him, and so right as he's, you know, finishing up, my face pops up.
Outstanding. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And I had
that must have been an awkward conversation at work the next day.
Oh, no, it wasn't. He was just like, you fucking asshole, I'm finishing a session, and you called me, and your face pops up. I was like, no! So, technically, you know, it happened while I was looking at you. I went, oh, is this how women think?
Do you want to cuddle now?
Oh. Well,
and then like, and see, that shows you how long ago that was, too, because you were calling him on your phone.
Right.
Like, nobody calls people on phones anymore. In fact, I get pissed when people call me.
That's weird.
This could have been done with a text.
I actually purposely, like, my wife and I, we essentially don't communicate throughout the course of the day.
That's healthy.
Well, sincerely, like, unless it's little things like, hey, Pip, we need milk, or hey, I'm going to Hannaford, do you want me to grab anything? Mm-hmm. But, like, if something happens, it's like we wait to see each other, and then we talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, instead of, like, texting immediately, like, oh, I just dropped Wesley off, and he was so excited to see AJ at daycare, he didn't know he was going to be there. I waited until I saw her, it's like, oh.
God.
But you know what I mean? Right. Like, we don't text every little thing like that to each other.
Yeah, those are the annoying texts.
But that's what people do.
Because it's like, now one of two things happens. Either I interrupt my day and go, that's great, cool, I'm so happy, and waste my time, or I don't respond, and then I'm a dick for not responding.
Yeah, but, like, this is husband and wife shit. You know what I mean? Well, you don't. But what I'm saying is...
No, I don't.
But what I'm saying is, like, people, like...
Oh, I know they do it.
You text each other all day.
No, you see somebody look at their phone, what's going on? Oh, my husband said that my son just said the cutest thing.
Right.
I don't fucking care.
Right, but what I mean is, like, then you get home at night and you have nothing to talk about.
Because
you're
already... cat falling off a shelf.
You already discussed it all day.
Right.
So that's why we...
Well, it's the same way as... I can relate to that because online dating.
Yeah.
You know, you read somebody's profile and then they friend you on Facebook and now you can look down through and see all their stuff. So when you show up, there's none of this like, so what movies do you like? Well, I already saw what you liked on Facebook.
Right.
And you already listed all the music bands that you like in your profile. And, you know, we've chatted for 2 weeks, so I know everything about you. So meeting you in person is kind of useless.
Well, it's the only way you put your penis in a vagina, though.
Actually, I was going to say it's the only way you find out if you could stand their voice. Because, you know...
That, too.
There are two tests that I like to do on dates and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One is the voice. I mean, you... Because texting is fine, but then when you meet that person, like, hey, you're like, nope, never mind.
Pass.
And going to the movies. People are like, oh, the movies are a terrible date. Because you don't get to talk. No, they're actually great. Because you can learn if that person's a fucking asshole in the movies. Which I've met people like that. The person who goes to the bathroom 7 times during the movie... nope, can't handle that. Or the one who constantly asks you, what did they do? What are they going to do? What happened? What's that? Do you think they're going to do this? I don't know. Fucking watch the movie. I'm watching it for the first time like you are. Or if, heaven forbid, you've seen the movie, is that guy the murderer? But just shut the fuck up and watch the movie.
Yeah, but that's not even going to the movie scenes. I mean, that was at work the other day because I go, Jenna, what are you watching? Oh, I'm watching Backcountry. I'm like, oh, yeah, I watched that a while. That's a pretty good movie. Oh, you did? Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I don't like this guy. What happens to him? Well, I guess you'll find out.
Yeah.
As you continue to watch the movie.
Just tell me.
Yeah.
We're not friends anymore.
Yeah. You know, is the bear going to kill him? I don't know. Find out in 30 seconds.
I've ended 3 different friendships over that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Just done. I won't talk. I don't like look at them and be like, we're no friends anymore. But I just won't deal with that person anymore. That's a toxic person.
I went to the movies today, actually, this afternoon. And I just kind of put it out there. And Jenna and Sarah both were like, oh, we'll go.
I don't know who Jenna is. I know who Sarah is.
I work with Jenna. She's 20.
Okay, I still don't know who she is.
I'm just saying, though, she works at Dispatch.
Okay.
Okay? Just, that's how I know her, as I guess so.
Gotcha.
So, Sarah lives on the A-Rod Road.
Oh, yeah. She always lives in the most inconvenient spots.
Well, but no, but like from A-Rod Road to Regal Cinema, I mean, that's 10 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Easily.
35 minutes later, she shows up.
Well, yeah, because she had to do her makeup and hair. And
I feel like messenger. She's like, oh, I just got to get ready. I'll be heading out the door. And I just feel like going, just put pants on and show up. This isn't a date. We're going to be sitting in a dark theater.
Right.
You're not going to meet anyone here.
The guy taking your popcorn order is not going to say, oh, my God, I've been waiting for you my whole life.
And so I'm waiting. I'm like, wait, that's been 40 minutes and they're not here. And then, like, I look outside and I see Jenna shows up. I'm like, she lives in Gardner. Right? And then I'm like, nah.
How did it take 40 minutes to get from Gardner?
She had to do a couple things first or whatever. And then.
Heroin? Heroin?
Yeah, heroin, yeah. So.
Makes the movies better.
Anyways. So the movie was great. We'll talk about it later, obviously. So after the movie, we go outside and I'm going to pull around. And I'm just. Jenna's talking to now Sarah. And I'm like, through her car window, and I just go, that's not your car, you know, right? Like, she's kind of whatever. As I'm pulling away, she's like, yeah, my battery's dead. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, my car won't start. I don't know why my battery's dead. So,
did you leave your interior light on?
I go, she's like, I'm like, do you have jumper cables? She's like, yep. I'm like, okay. So I pull in next to her car, which, yeah, she parked like an idiot anyways, like on the spot that's still got half full of snow, so her car's actually at an angle. I'm pulling up on the snow.
But it saved her 5 steps.
And it's, who's front row parking? Yeah, there's a reason no one's there.
Right.
And then, like, the theater was packed, I realized, but whatever. So I pass her the side, though, hooked to her battery. And I go, do not touch those ends together. Okay. So I hook it onto my battery, and I turn over, go, all right, pass those to me. And she passes them to me, but kind of like a, ugh, like, early release before my hands are on them. And so, of course, they touch together as I grab them. Yeah. And it's like, Jenna, I said, don't let them touch. I'm so sorry. So I hook the battery up. So I pull up her positive terminal. And it's just like an inch of corrosion all the way around it. I'm like, this could be an issue. You need to clean this. So I hook the battery up And as soon as I hook up, I step back and I see her headlights pop on. I go, oh, I know what happened.
What does she have, a 1980s Buick?
I don't know. She's got an older car. The headlights don't automatically shut off, apparently. So between the corrosion, I'm guessing, and the headlights, it just killed everything. But her car did start right up.
Well, yeah.
And
it had electricity.
I unhooked my side and go, don't touch them together, and passed them to her. And then I got her side, and I was like, there
stick
you go.
One on each side of your tongue.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so I know it's absolutely nothing to do with what we watch, but you know, it's getting electrocuted. It's a good story to tell.
You're my friend and all, but I just got to say, you're really bad at flirting.
I wasn't flirting at all.
No kidding.
I wasn't trying.
That was terrible.
I'm happily married.
Okay. Still saying.
I wasn't trying to flirt.
That was terrible.
Well, you know.
I think I'm going to call this episode The iPad is for Porn.
Whatever. I went to the theater today with 2 girls that if you add their ages together, I think I'm older. Practically.
Incorrect.
Almost older. No, how old is Sarah?
She's like 27.
Oh, shit. So if you add their ages together, I'm like 7 years younger than that. But still, it's just.
How old is? What's her name?
J- Jenna, I don't, maybe she's 21?
She's not going to last. She's way too young. The only people that last there are old.
We'll see.
Or Adam.
Yay, everybody, how's it going? Sounds about right. All right,
let's... We actually talked about a fucking show.
Yeah, no, we did. We talked about ones we didn't watch. And I talked about Luther briefly.
How many minutes are we in of this short episode?
20.
20 minutes in to a short episode. We haven't even talked about a fucking show yet.
Yeah, whatever. Technically 19 and a half.
We're bad at this.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to get fired.
No, it's who
we're not going to get our paycheck
this week. Yeah, this is our three-year hobby. I've yet to make a dime on this. But have we put any effort to make any money on it? No. The answer is no. We haven't.
No.
Yeah.
I think we'd get fucking canned or something.
I don't know. I don't care. I enjoy it. That's what it comes down to. I enjoy it.
Dude, all right.
Did you touch your brain with that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Fuck. All right. Definitely check explicit on this episode once again, huh?
It's my goal now to basically, without just outright like, fuck, welcome to this episode, you know, without being blunt, to just make sure that it naturally becomes explicit as soon as possible. I don't ever want to have the question of like, should I mark this explicit? It should always just be a blanket yes.
Remember back in the beginning, we were like so formatted.
Oh, yeah.
Diligent.
Well, remember you said, like, right out of the gate, you're like, I want my son to be able to listen to this.
Did I?
Oh, yeah. You were like, shit. I want my son to be able to listen to this, so I think we should go easy on the profanity. And I'm like, okay. And we tried.
We tried, yeah. I'm just waiting for the day now when we do an episode and literally there's no talking about shows. People are going to listen to it and be like, that's 40 minutes. It's just them talking.
We're working on it right now, buddy. We're almost there.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Check out our sponsors. So the Blacklist. The crypto banker.
Yeah.
Which was last week's episode.
Yes.
Not the one that's on tonight.
Correct.
This was another one of those that Red kind of pulled this guy out of his ass.
Yeah.
And it just, like, I have to remember that this guy was doing bad stuff anyway. Like, he probably did a lot of bad stuff before this. He would have done more bad stuff after this because it just seems like Red's like, oh, by the way, you got to find this guy. And he's embroiled right in the middle of multiple murders and, you know, plots and shit like that.
Yeah.
But basically, Red is going to trial and they don't even get past swearing the jury in because the prosecutor starts talking about his immunity deal.
Right.
And Red's like, you're not supposed to be talking about that. And she's like, it's despicable, but he can.
Yeah.
He can basically talk about it all he wants. And he's like, but then you're going to basically implicate the task force. She's like, sorry.
And not only that, it's going to basically, he's going to be a snitch.
Yeah.
On record known snitch and
signing his death warrant.
Basically, yeah.
And even the judge says that. She's like, yeah. Basically condemned this guy to death.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't care.
So he pleads guilty.
Yeah. He's like, I will plead guilty to all the charges. So they basically can dismiss the jury.
Yeah.
And
well, no, the jury still has to render if
he's
executed or not. But they won't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they have some character witnesses and this and that.
And there won't be any reports that he was a snitch or anything.
Ultimately, at the end, they come back and find him guilty.
And he already pled guilty.
They find that he should be executed.
Yes. They want to give him the death penalty. And he comes up with a pretty elaborate plan in the meantime to disguise himself as the warden.
Yeah.
Pretty ingenious, you know?
Or an escape plan.
Yeah. He drugs the dog.
Yep.
And gets his two buddies there to come. They bring rubber cement and hair.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave it at hair.
Well, yeah, from the barbershop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't look like pubes at all.
I'm just saying, they got from the barbershop.
And glued it to his face.
Yep.
So that he matched the gruff, grizzled beard.
Yeah, look of the warden and put the warden's clothes on. And
he made a good point. He was like, most people don't look that closely. Right. You know, they look at shapes. and they see a general outline. I'm going to be walking with the dog. I'm going to have his clothes, his hat, his sunglasses, his facial hair. They're not going to look that close. And he gets most of the way out, except for Elizabeth happened to show up to talk to him about something and fuck the whole thing over, because then they realized, oh, he's unconscious. You know, the warden's unconscious.
But here's
these two
the
guys
thing.
Are cuffed.
When Liz goes in there and sees that, she doesn't like try to be like, oh, let's stall. She immediately runs out of the room and like alerts everyone.
Because remember, she wants him in jail. She doesn't want him dead, but she wants him in jail.
Yeah, but that's the thing, too, is like she knows that. See, she knows that he's going to be executed if he stays in jail, right. So she probably should shut the fuck up.
Yeah. She did seem to be a little bit remorseful at the end. She's like, if I hadn't shown up, you would have gotten away.
Mm-hmm.
Because Dembe shows up with a helicopter, and they go to land, and Red, like, waves them off because the guards catch up to him in time.
They're shooting at him, yeah.
Yep, they're shooting at the helicopter, and they take Red back into custody. And then the judge is like, yeah, you tried to escape. I'm not listening to a thing you have to say now. Mm-hmm. That was all the Red stuff. And then, of course, the crypto banker was – they keep trying to make cryptocurrency work. You know, everybody wants to talk about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and stuff, and – it's too complex to even fucking care about. You know, everybody likes it as a buzzword, but nobody wants to take the time to learn about it. So.
Right. But basically, this guy who made this company, who made pacemakers because his daughter was sick, he hacks into her pacemakers, like, you need to give this
a hacker money. Does.
Yeah, hacker, the crypto bank, whatever. You need to give me money or else I'll stop her pacemaker, blah, blah, blah.
And he demonstrates that.
Yeah, and then he tries to pull a fast one, and it's like, you know, okay, well, see how you tried to pull a fast one, because you disconnected her.
He cut into his daughter's chest.
Yeah, you'll feel a pinch, and then she's like, ow, that's not a pinch, it's a laceration.
Yeah.
You know, a surgical incision. Now we're going to randomly do all this. And
he cuts the two wires and then just drops them. Like, those are exposed electrical wires that you're putting back in your daughter's skin. Like, come on, dude.
But, now like 1,000 random people on all this list, you know, they're going to be killed randomly if you don't now pay double the ransom.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they stop everything.
That guy was just a hacker. Mm-hmm. The crypto banker was the guy who was going to launder that money into cryptocurrency.
Yes, and the hacker's killed by his handler, basically, because, oh, we got to cover our trucks now.
Yep.
Because they found out. They found out who the hacker was, and you know. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they saved the day with seconds to spare.
Now, why was it that Red wanted that guy?
Because he wanted Denby to show the crypto banker guy a picture of someone he didn't work for, and he's in Cairo, and they need him for whatever reason they need
him. Right, that's right.
And I don't know why, but they do.
That show's already coming back for another season.
Yeah, they are renewed. Which obviously means Red's not going to be executed because he's, you know, without him, there's no show.
Right.
So you didn't watch The Passage.
No, and I feel bad about that.
And you should. The Good Doctor, did you watch that?
Yep.
Let's surmise that one. Han's fired so Sean can get his job back.
Yep.
Did you see that coming?
Kind of like you've been saying lately, there's no way they could have gone on with the show without The Good Doctor. So he had to stick around. They weren't just going to shift him to a new hospital and bring in a whole new cast of people.
I could see him sticking with pathology, though, because he's really good at it. Like, him just settling, okay, this is what I'm going to do. But ultimately, he won't. See, he goes to a bar to avoid a job interview, and he confronts the guy in the bar. Or not confronts him, but he, like, tries to talk to him, and then the guy's like, shut up. And Sean's like, no, if I want to say something, I should say something. And then the guy assaults Sean and then collapses.
Yep.
So they take him to the hospital. Of course, it's Sean's old hospital.
Of course.
And then, of course, Sean's got something wrong, but he's not telling anyone anything.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he's even working out with whatever face there. The girl doctor. I can't think of her name.
Yeah.
Anyways, about how to ask someone out on a date.
Yeah. God, for a second there, I thought he was actually asking her out. And I'm like, thank God, it's just play.
And so then he collapses. He figures out that the guy that assaulted him, he doesn't have what they think. He has something else. But, of course, he collapses and goes unconscious, and all the guy thinks he can sit is trampoline. And then somehow, is it Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah. She
stands exactly where he was standing with, you know, make sure that the curtains are pulled and that the light is the same so that she can try to see what Sean saw. And then she sees, like, a little pulse in the guy's neck.
Yeah.
And knows, oh, it's transverse myelitis or something.
Right.
Which is not trampoline.
Right.
And basically, she, because Sean showed her what to look for, essentially, she stood in his shoes.
Yeah.
And that's the big head honcho's argument is,
yeah, but
that, he made her a better doctor.
Didn't that catch you by surprise, though? Because, like, he was against Sean initially.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying he's come around, but it just seemed kind of weird to me that he's the head of medicine, I think it is, right?
Yeah.
So it just
Dean
of medicine, yeah. It just seemed really kind of weird to me that he was just like, you know, just like you can fire people underneath you, I can fire people underneath me. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, if the table voted, they weren't going to vote to keep Sean.
Right. And Han was digging his heels in. He was like, no, this is my call. And part of me respects him for that. I feel like, in a way, Sean pitched a hissy fit and he got what he wanted, which is going to ensure that in the future, he'll always be able to do that. Now, he may not have the mental capacity to be devious for something like that, but it's still a lesson learned that he stood his ground and said, I'm a surgeon, I'm a surgeon, and now he gets to be a surgeon again. It's a bad lesson to teach anybody. You know, bad behavior is rewarded.
Right.
So part of me is upset by that, but I also knew that there was no way that
can't have the show without him.
Yeah. So again, it's one of those disappointing things where you know that the show can't grow that way because it's got to be him. It's like House.
Yeah.
The show was called House.
Without House, there is no House.
Yeah. And they did everything they could by putting him in rehab or, you know, taking his team away and bringing in another team. And it was great. But at the end of the day, it's still House, called House.
Yeah. Was it initially called House MD?
Yeah, I think it was always called House MD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like Kentucky Fried Chicken's now just known as KFC.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and at the end, Sean doesn't ask out his roommate that everyone thinks he's going to ask out. It's, yeah, so Astrid.
Yeah. Which is kind of cool, I guess. Yeah. You know? He doesn't want to be in pathology, but, you know, he wants to date a pathologist.
He wants to be in pathology.
I really hope that. I hope that translated on the podcast.
So, Supergirl, did you watch that?
Yep.
Lockwood wants to repeal the Alien Amnesty Act. This show is all about politics now and a reflection of our society. I don't fucking care about it anymore.
Yeah. It pretty much, they've gone the full route of, this is what's happening in the world, so we're going to draw a story on that. Instead of alien invaders or anything like that, it's humans versus aliens or, you know, Trump supporters versus non-Trump supporters. And
so I'm done with it.
Well, I'm going to continue watching
it. Oh, no, of course I will, but it's not going to be anything. I'll have it on as, like, while I'm doing other shit.
Yeah. And, you know, the rumor about Arrow being canceled turned out to be true, so The sky's the limit now.
I mean, very well, we could lose Supergirl and get Superman.
Right, because that was part of the rumor as well. Yeah. So, speaking of Arrow,
I didn't watch it.
Felicity's pregnant, and they're doing the whole thing where, you know, they tell Diggle, but they won't tell anybody else because they're not ready yet. But, you know, she's hiding it by not drinking around people and, you know, trying to be safe. The team is struggling because they're all deputies now. So they have to, you know, they've got the gruff sergeant in there who's like, you will do things by the book, and you will wear this uniform, blah, blah, blah. And then they can't do their job very well to take down bad guys, so they suit up in their own suits, and they're like, this is how we will help, but we're still deputies. And it turns out that Dinah can't use her canary cry, big surprise, you know, got her throat cut, and apparently when they put it back together, there's some kind of tear or rupture or trauma in there, so. And the future, who cares? Flash.
So.
Failure is an orphan.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's a take on failure is not an option.
Right. So Barry talks Cicada into taking the cure by revealing that he's Barry and that.
No. Race. No. By taking his mask off and saying, I'm a dad too.
Right, right, right. But he had, yeah.
Never gives his name, just says, true. I'm a dad too. Oh, you took your mask off. Now I know that your penis works. I mean, come on. It could have left his mask on and said, I'm a father, too. You know that girl speedster that keeps running by here? That's my daughter.
From the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I totally get it, dude.
And so he agrees to take the antidote and does.
Except for the fact that Chris Klein still goes over the top hamming it up with Cicada's lines the whole time. Right. Like, he doesn't have his mask on. He's standing there with T-Flash, and he's still like, you know, what are you doing? Like, dude, fucking chill out.
Yeah.
We've seen you in flashbacks. You had a normal voice. Just take it down a couple notches. You don't have to ham fist every scene.
It's still better than his really soft spoken character from American Pie, though.
What are you talking about,
Mike? I don't understand.
I just want to be sensitive and sing in the choir.
I love you so much. And it means so much to me.
Yeah.
Dude. Who knew that you were going to be such a whore?
Mina Suvari is great.
She's got a tattoo on her chest now for some gang symbols.
So, this episode also, like, people started dealing with the fact that if Cicada's done, you know, because...
Really essentially, once they stop Cicada, then, you know...
Everyone has to go back.
Yeah.
Sherlock goes away.
Yeah.
Excess goes back to the future.
Right.
But she... She's talking to Thawne, and he shows her that there's a new timeline trying to break through because of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And he shows her a newspaper that shows the Flash stopping Cicada. And she happens to recognize the pattern on the ground in the picture as the acid splash from this new meta acid master that they're fighting. And she's like, look, that's the same pattern that was on the ground. Dad, today's the day that you're going to stop Cicada. But, of course, by telling him that, it changes things.
Right.
So then it's still that day, but it's in a different way. And so, yeah, he convinces him to do it, and they're going to do a surgery. And he won't let the surgery be done unless it's by that doctor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, she's not a surgeon. She's a GP.
Right.
He's like, it's her or nothing. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever.
So they bring her on.
Yep.
And then they heal him up.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to stitch him up, and then Cicada shows up.
Yeah.
And long live Shiva, it's adult Grace.
Yeah.
Still in a coma.
In literally the least surprising twist that they could have done.
Tremendously least surprising.
Because they telegraphed it like three episodes ago when we saw a blonde-haired Cicada talking to Grace.
So
she takes the mask off. She's like, Uncle Orin. And you're supposed to go, and everyone's like, yeah, and?
Yeah.
You know, she gets a little glow in her head from the
head wound, yeah. Which that's just causing her to be in a coma.
But see, this is where it still doesn't make sense, because this must be the future her, who's now come back in time somehow. And wouldn't their first stop after curing Cicada be to cure Grace? Because wasn't that literally how they convinced him?
Yeah.
They said, if you let us cure you, we'll go and fix Grace.
Yeah, but they weren't done fixing him when the other evil Grace showed up.
But timeline-wise, I'm just saying, like, they would have gone and they would have fixed her, which means she never would have become Cicada in the future because she wouldn't have had the glowing head.
I don't know. Semantics?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're making sense. Stop it.
And you know, Will said, the future Reverse Flash said that, you know, something was coming, something more powerful. Yeah. I really hope he doesn't mean female Cicada. I mean, yeah, she was pretty powerful. She had a couple of Kukiri swords, and she could, like, throw out orange energy that, like, lashed people to poles, and she did that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. I hope that's not it. I hope that this isn't like, oh, this is your new villain for the rest of the season.
Well, the rest of the season ain't very long.
No, it's not.
So that was episode 16, so I mean, there's not too many left.
No.
There was no The Rookie on this week.
No, that was disappointing.
I didn't watch This Is Us.
This Is Us was interesting. The episode was called The Waiting Room, and it takes place entirely in The Waiting Room. And it's everybody waiting to hear what happens with Kate.
Yeah.
So.
I figured it was something in relation to that.
Yep. It wasn't bad. I hate the Pearsons a little bit more.
Oh,
and, yeah, big shocker. And, yeah, they're pretty much a lot of dickish attitudes going on there because everyone's still pissed at everybody else. So, of course, they can't set that aside. They've got to make sure that they air it all out right there.
You didn't watch Superstore. There was no Orville on.
New Amsterdam?
I guess it's the last show.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah. There's a blizzard, and ambulances can't get through, so... Of course, the doctors are going to go to the patients that are like in a half-mile block of the hospital. And stories unfold and lives and shit.
Yeah. Everyone has their own little tragedy and, you know, and it's a two-parter, essentially.
Yeah.
Because right at the end of the episode, they lose power in the hospital.
Power, yeah.
Right as they're about to, you know, do the surgery to save the guy who was impaled by something out in the street. And, you know, people are trying to stay warm and... Yeah, and I don't like this whole storyline about the lead doctor there and Martha Jones.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
I don't get that. Like, he loves his wife.
Yeah,
and
I don't know why they're suddenly trying to say there's some sort of romantic tat-for-tat going on between the two of them, because there isn't.
No, there isn't.
And it hasn't even been applied in the other episode, but now in this episode, it's fucking everyone seems to see it.
And she's got a good thing going on with Mohinder, and, you know... Dickface doctor loves his wife,
yep.
Getting ready to welcome a child and fought for her. Yeah, thank you. Fought for her. And now they're like, because some psychic who they rescued, who said, I've already foreseen the future. I'm going to die today. And she's like, you can't have him, honey. And she tells him, she's like, you're going to lose this woman who's super close to you. And he's like, no, I made up with my wife. She's like, that's not who I'm talking about. You're going to lose her. And then suddenly at the end of the episode, they're like, we need to talk about this thing between us. What thing?
There isn't a thing.
No, there isn't. By the way, the reason that I looked at you funny, yeah, that was episode 16 of The Flash. There are 23 in this season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there's like 7 more episodes. Yeah. The next one's called Time Bomb.
Okay. There's a bomb in it, I bet.
And something to do with time. Seems a little counterintuitive that IMDb was showing me an ad for my phone. Yeah, get the new Sony Galaxy S10.
I don't even know you have it. That's why. You haven't notified them about
it. It's a smartphone, Mike.
So, movies?
I guess so.
What'd you watch for movies?
Well, I watched 2 movies.
Okay.
One of them I think we'll probably, like, end the show on.
Okay.
Because it's potentially spoiled, and that was Captain Marvel.
I watched that today at the movie theaters.
Yeah. So I think we should do that last, yep. So that if people don't want to catch any spoilers, sure. They can. All right. So the other movie that I watched, and I can't remember if you said that you watched this or not, was Mandy. The Nicolas Cage one?
No, I've been wanting to, but I haven't. But I've heard a lot of negative about it.
Yeah, you don't need to watch it.
Good, I won't.
No. The previews look great.
Mm.
The movie was terrible.
Yeah.
It was very low quality. I actually, the friend of mine at work let me borrow it because he's like, you got to see this movie. And I'm like, okay. And afterwards, he was like, so you watched it? And I go, yeah. He goes, what'd you think? And I said, well. He goes, are you glad you've seen it? I said, yeah. He goes, you never have to see it again, right? And I go, nope. He goes, yeah. It's pretty unique that way. I was watching it on my PS4. And I nudged the controller accidentally, and it suddenly started playing at 1.5 speed, which is, you know, 1.5. So it's not fast forward, but it actually made the movie better. I shit you not. Because there were so many spots in this movie where it was just like long, drawn out talking. And you could still fully understand them. It's like when I listen to podcasts on 1.5 speed. You know, you could still absolutely understand. The only time that you're really thrown off is when you hear music and you're like, oh, that sounds weird. It sounds like chipmunks. But, yeah, this movie was not good. I'm going to lay out the basic plot for you, okay? Nicolas Cage is a lumberjack.
Okay.
Up in the woods in the middle of nowhere. And he's in a relationship with this girl named Mandy, who is very plain looking and has a scar over on the side of her face. And they're in love, but it's like one of these creepy, generic loves. You know, it's not like, oh, we do romantic things. They're just two creeps that live together and like each other's company and watch crappy TV shows. And one day she's walking down the street or riding her bike or something, and this van drives by her, and there's like 5 people in there. And apparently they're a cult, you know, cult of 6. And the leader, like, sees her, and he's like, you need to bring her to me.
Oh, good.
And And then there's these people that get involved that kind of look like they're out of Hellraiser. Like, they ride motorcycles, and they all have, like, leather outfits and weird demonic stuff. One of them actually has, like 2-foot-long railroad spikes sticking out all over his body, like pin cushions. But they're, like, giant nails. And for some reason, they get involved, and he, like, sacrifices one of his people to them so that they can drink his blood. And they're like, more. And he's like, no, bring me the girl first. So they bring him the girl, and then they dose her with, like, acid, and everybody's dosed on acid, so you get to see, like, funky camera work.
Yeah.
And the guy stands there, and to use one of your phrases, he cuts a promo to her.
Nice.
Like, this big, long, like, blah, 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 blah. And, I mean, dude, literally, it goes on for, like, 7 minutes of this guy just talking in the movie. And then at the end, he just opens up his robe, and, yeah, you see his full dong just hanging there. Limp.
Nice.
And she just looks at him, and then she starts going, and she starts laughing. So then we see the guy, and he looks at her, and he's like, and he gets angry, and he reaches down and starts jerking himself off to get it hard, I guess. And then he's like, don't laugh at me! So then he gets pissed and decides to kill her. So what they do is they go and they capture Nicolas Cage, tie him up with barbed wire, you know, wrap it around his wrists and put his arms over his head, and then wrap barbed wire through his mouth like a gag. Then they go Jason Voorhees on her. They drag her out in a sleeping bag, hang her upside down, and light her on fire.
Oh, that's fucked up.
In front of Nicolas Cage. So then he brutally gets his way out of the barbed wire and rips himself up, and then goes on a killing spree, killing all of them. And some of them are, like, long drawn out, like you saw the chainsaw fight in the preview.
Yep.
So there's that fight that lasts quite a bit. But then you've got other ones where you see, like, one of the cult members just sitting there, like, working on his car. And Nicolas Cage throws an axe at him. And I'm not talking a hatchet, Mike. Nicolas Cage takes the time in this movie to forge a brutal battle axe that looks like something you'd see in the heavy metal comic books.
Yep.
And then hucks it at this guy and splits his head right open. It is a stupid movie. I'm glad I've seen it. I'm glad that I can. It's not Cabin Fever. I definitely would put it way above Cabin Fever.
What?
Oh, it's much better than Cabin Fever.
Oh, wow.
Everything is better than Cabin Fever.
Mm.
But
I remember Superman Dodgers. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, Cabin Fever had much more, many more boobs than Batman vs. Superman. But it also had that weird shaving scene. Yeah, I like boobs. But yeah, I cannot recommend this movie.
All right. I will not watch it.
Yeah.
I did watch Evil Dead 2 earlier this week. I believe it was on Wednesday because Evil Dead 2 had been released. I think it was 32 years ago that day.
Oh, nice.
I watched it. Yeah, the only movie I watched was Captain Marvel. So,
which we'll talk about in a bit.
Yeah, so I got some news.
Get any trailers, too?
Yep.
Cool.
I got a list of canceled shows.
Oh, nice. I like these.
Friends from College. That Netflix one.
Yep.
The second season came out. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
The first, that Sean Penn space one from Hulu.
Wow, really? Sean Penn was attached? They canceled it?
After one season, yeah. Trial and Error.
Oh, good. I didn't watch the second season.
Man in the High Castle.
Well, yeah. I never watched it, but yeah.
Channel Zero.
Good.
And Midnight Texas.
Good. I'm glad they canceled that.
Last but not least, Travelers. So I haven't watched the most recent season.
Yeah, but I heard earlier that they were probably going to be done after season 3, so it's a little disappointing, but oh well.
Elementary is coming back for a 7th season that's 13 episodes, and that'll be done.
I'm really shocked at that. You didn't watch the last season, right?
No.
I honestly thought that the last season was the last season. Like, it ended on an episode that should have been the last season of the show. Kind of like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Like, this should have been it. Like, it set it up so that, okay, now they're, it's done. It really should have ended there. Not that I'm upset that it's coming back.
Right.
It's a good show, but honestly, like, that would have been a perfect ending to that show. And now it's kind of cheap that they're coming back.
Yeah, yeah. I can understand that. Kind of like Scrubs.
Yeah.
Orange is New Black will be finished up after the 7th final season.
I haven't watched since like the 3rd season, so.
Oh, and I'm sure you saw this one. James Gunn is now reattached to do Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
And they say that they actually
and he's still going to do Suicide Squad.
Yes. They say that they actually made that decision months ago, mm-hmm. but it's been being worked on. I'm happy about that because mm-hmm. I honestly think that was a shitty firing.
Yeah.
I understand why they did it to try to make a point, but they're about to one of my notes is that the March 20th, 5 days from now,
yep.
that's when the Fox merger closes.
Yes.
So yep. they're about to absorb a lot of new stuff, and they're going to be making room for it. You know, Family Guy's sticking around, and Simpsons are sticking around.
Yeah.
You know, Deadpool will stay R-rated, they say. So they've got to kind of branch out like that. Not to say that they have to condone those type of tweets, but to say, oh, this person did this over a decade ago. Yeah.
Got any news?
Yeah. Disney Plus.
Yep.
They confirmed all those shows that they're making, like the Loki show will have
yes.
Tom Hiddleston. They just announced a new show that they're going to be making, Marvel's What If.
Animated, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah. I always like the What If comics because that's exactly what they were. They'd say, like, you know, what if Captain America got Mjolnir instead of Thor?
Yep.
You know, what if the Red Skull was a good guy? What if is where we first got things like Peter Porker.
Yes.
Spectacular Spider-Ham. Which, by the way, this coming Tuesday, Into the Spider-Verse comes out. I've already got my copy pre-ordered.
Nice.
I'm so excited to see it again.
Also, I heard the Disney streaming network is going to have all the classic Disney movies.
Yes. The vault is going away.
The vault's going away, yeah.
Yep. They're no longer going to do that bullshit where they're like, oh, for a limited time only, you can get Dumbo. And then it's going back in the vault forever. A lot of these names don't mean a lot to me, but I'm still going to say them. Destin Daniel Cretton to direct Marvel Studios' Shang-Chi.
Yes. I heard about Shang-Chi, yeah.
Yes. Shang-Chi, also known as the Master of Kung Fu, was first introduced in the pages of Special Marvel Edition number 15 back in 1973 after they'd failed to obtain the rights to the then-popular TV series Kung Fu, starring David Carradine. A master fighting, Shang-Chi eventually gains the ability to create an infinite amount of replicas of himself.
Huh.
After Special Marvel Edition changed its name to The Hands of Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu, the character went on to appear in issues of Marvel Team-Up and Marvel 2-in-1. He's been a member of the Avengers, Heroes for Hire, the latter alongside fellow Kung Fu masters, Daughters of the Dragon. So, it's going to be the first Asian-led
yep.
Marvel movie, which is cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
I like that. The only other one that I had was Ryan Reynolds and Sam Jackson released an on-scene picture from the Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, which is the sequel to Hitman's Bodyguard.
That sounds cool as shit.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the video thing that Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman did?
Yes.
When they filmed something for each other's charities.
Yes.
And Ryan Reynolds took his, like, you know, like, Hugh Jackman's here was all serious and this man, and Hugh Jackman's sitting was like, I thought you were joking. I didn't know that this was serious. We shouldn't show my... No, 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 we gotta show it. I really don't think we... that was awesome.
I love those two. I love how much they've been screwing with each other all the time.
It's kind of like the Jimmy Kimmel, Matt Damon.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. So.
Trailers?
Yep.
I got a trailer watch called Long Shot.
Yes.
Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. It's like the Pretty Woman but roles reverse type thing, or Notting Hill roles not reverse type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She could potentially be the next president. He's a guy that she used to babysit when she was a teenager. And
oh, that's really what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She knows him because she used to babysit him. Okay. And, although he looks much older than her, but.
Mm.
And, yeah, it looks kind of cute. Yeah,
it does.
I don't think I'll go to the theater to see it, no. But.
I saw a trailer today for Captain Marvel. It's not one that I'll go see, but it's just to say that it's out there is that there's a new Frozen flick.
Yes.
Yep.
I never watched the original. I know everything about it.
Yep.
Because it's impossible not to.
No, we got trailers today for, like, Frozen, Spider-Man, Dark Phoenix.
Oh, see, I didn't get those at all. I didn't even get Endgame.
Oh, no, we didn't get Endgame. A movie called The Hustle.
Yes. Love the look of that.
Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway. When I saw it, I'm like, this is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, mm-hmm. but it's girls.
Yep.
And then I looked it up, and it actually is a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with female leads.
Even the poster says, like, they're going to take down the Dirty Rotten Bastards or something like that.
So it looks pretty good.
It does.
There's a part in the trailer where Rebel Wilson's character is hunting the peasants or something. And she's like, don't worry. She's a horrible shot. And then she shoots, and she hits the guy. And he's like, oh, and he falls down. And she's like, well, that was unexpected. You know, like.
And then nervous, like, oh. Yeah.
But yeah, that looks decent.
Yep.
So. The other part in the trailer where Rebel Wilson's pretending to be blind, and she's touching Anne Hathaway on the chest, going, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Like, that was hilarious, too.
Or when she hides in a pile of garbage bags because she's wearing a leather vinyl black dress. She's like, garbage dress does it again.
So that did look pretty funny. Nothing I'd go to the theaters and see, but definitely, yeah.
So when I watched Captain Marvel, I saw a preview beforehand for a movie that I'd heard about, and I went, fuck no, I'm not going to do anything with that. And then I watched the preview and I went, God damn it, I got to go see that movie. Have you seen the preview for Hobbs and Shaw?
Yes, I saw that today as well. And again, I felt the same way. Like, I'm not watching that crap. And then I watched the trailer and went, fuck, I want to watch that.
I want to watch that so hard.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I like The Rock. I like Jason Statham. Their characters are cool in the movie, but it's got none of the Fast and Furious characters that we saw in the trailer, but it looks great.
And they're complete dicks to each other. I love it when he's riding down the elevator and he's just like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And The Rock actually rides the guy over on the zip line and slams in the thing.
Yeah.
It looks like Idris Elba is like a cybernetic.
He's the bad guy. Yeah, he's like, I'm the food. Oh, and I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Like, I like how he announces it. Yeah.
I watched that and I'm like, I literally just said, well, fuck. Now I really want to see that movie.
I mean, I had heard it was coming out and I was just like, eh.
The mixed version of Why Can't We Be Friends playing.
Yes. Yes.
It sold it to me. I hate the Fast and Furious movies. On principle.
But this looks good because it's like the buddy flick of the odd couple buddy flick type thing.
And those two are awesome. And Idris Elba's awesome. And
yes.
So I may actually go to the theater to see that when it comes out.
I don't know if I'll do that, but I definitely want to see it.
I saw a preview for a movie that's coming direct to video. And I had to watch it because I saw the title and I went, what? And then I read up on it and I went, what? It's a interdimensional crossover movie. It's called Batman versus TMNT.
Huh.
And it's Batman with Kevin Conrad as the voice of Batman versus the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right.
But basically, it looks like at first they end up in his city and he fights them and kicks the crap out of all of them. And then they realize that the Shredder is there. So they team up against the Shredder and Joker. I didn't hear the Joker's voice, so I don't know if it's Mark Hamill. But Batman looked to be doing pretty good, standing toe-to-toe with the Shredder. So,
well, they just did Batman or Batman Ninja or Ninja Batman, whatever it was. So, I mean, like, that doesn't surprise me.
And this one also has Batgirl and Robin.
Oh, nice.
I saw the second more full trailer for the live-action Aladdin.
Oh, I've heard a lot of bad stuff, and I've heard a lot of people be like, this looks amazing.
Well, see, here's the thing. When the first trailer came out, and everyone saw Will Smith's Blue Genie as just Will Smith painted blue, they all went, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Like, the internet was full of hate for his Blue Genie, because they were like, why couldn't it be CGI and he could just do the voice? You know, they're doing everything else CGI. Why does it have to be him painted blue?
Yeah.
This is stupid. Now, this trailer came out, and people are losing their minds for how good it is because he's not always blue. You know, he looks like his normal self in a couple of them. And there are at least two songs from the original, but kind of remade.
Yep.
So they played versions of A Whole New World and You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me, but with Will Smith doing it. And it sounded really good.
Okay.
I won't see it in the theater.
Oh, no.
But
I don't have any place to see it.
It looked better. The second trailer looked better. And then I did break down and watch the final, that's air quotes, final Avengers Endgame trailer. Because Jer had posted my name to it, you know, did one of those comments and commented my name. And I was like, dude, I don't think that I want to see anything. But I remembered what they said about how all the footage for the trailers will only be the first 10 to 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And he said, dude, it doesn't give away much of anything. It just kind of expands on what you've seen already. And he wasn't wrong. It's a lot of talking and a lot of scenes that we've seen, but more so. And the very end of it, we do get to see Thor standing there, holding out his hand, pulling in the axe, as he's face to face with Captain Marvel, and she's just looking at him like, yeah, what? And he just goes, I like this one. And that's it. That's how that ends. So,
okay. And they didn't release that until after Captain Marvel hit theaters. Because now it shows her in the movie.
Correct. Yeah. That's all I got for that stuff. So,
okay.
This is spoiler territory, people. We're going to talk Captain Marvel.
We're going to talk about Captain Marvel.
If Mike can stay awake.
No, I'm not tired. I got something in my eye.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, I keep trying to dab it out with this cloth. But
Mike's crying. He's too much of a man to admit it. He's crying over the Aladdin trailer.
But yeah, there's just like, it's like I got a hair or sliver or something.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, and it's just like, so yeah, I keep closing my eyes because I'm trying to water it up.
Go use the eyewash station.
By my house, I don't have an eyewash station.
Yeah, you do. You got a washing machine right there. Clothes wash machine. Stick your head in there, turn it on.
It won't function that way. The door has to lock closed.
Have you ever tried?
The door has to lock closed.
Have you tried?
No, I haven't tried, but the door has to lock closed for it to activate.
If I punched a hole in the glass or took an axe to
okay,
it.
No. If you could punch a hole in that glass, I would stick my head in there and turn it on.
I don't know if I want to try this now.
Well, that's the dryer. Washer's down there. If you could punch a hole in that glass, I will stick my head in there and crank the motherfucker on high.
Probably not, no. Because it's Samsung.
Yeah.
So it's probably Gorilla Glass.
Yeah, probably.
I'm no fucking gorilla, so.
All right.
Fucking eye, mate.
Yeah. Anyways, Captain Marvel.
So, oh, it's Marvel.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's two words.
No, that was Annette Bening.
I know. All right, so just not on a scale of 1 to 10 or whatever, but just on a, like, did you like this movie?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
I did not pop a boner for it.
Nope.
But I really liked it. I liked a lot about it. I liked the nostalgia. Yeah. You know, seeing the Blockbuster video and the Game Boy Advance.
Yes, yes.
You know, I liked a lot of that. So I love the soundtrack. The soundtrack was just great. Yeah. 90s love. And I liked, honestly, like, I didn't see it coming. Like, the twists that they had there, I knew that the Kree would end up not being, like, the buddies. You know, that was going to turn sour. But I never realized or thought that they would make the Skrulls the good guys. Which, you know, they've never done that in the comics or anything. So it was really weird. It really took me by surprise that they would go that route.
The way they did it was kind of cool. I mean, like, all right, so I really enjoyed the flick a lot as well. Yeah. Again, like, I mean, I didn't get all hyped up over it, you know, but like I watched it and I thought it was great. There's some great moments, but I absolutely loved the opening as they did the Marvel thing rolls. And they usually show books and it was all Stan Lee.
All of his cameos.
Yes. And it was all like pictures of him from the past and current, but you know what I mean? Recently and this and that. That got me in the feels.
Oh yeah. And then it says Marvel Studios, and then it fades to black, and it says, thank you, Stan.
Yeah, like, that got me right in the feels. I mean, a little goosebumpies right now about it. It was just so, because when they first started rolling, the first thing you see is Stan Lee. I'm like, oh, they updated to put Stan right in the front. Like, oh, no, this whole thing is Stan Lee.
Yep.
Yeah, it got me right in the feels pretty heavily. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then we see his cameo later on the bus, and he's reading the Mallrats script.
And reciting his line over and over again.
Yes, yes. That was pretty cool.
Kevin Smith posted a picture of himself crying.
Yes.
And he's like, all these years, I've validated the Marvel Universe, and they just validated me. I exist in the Marvel Universe.
He actually does, yeah.
And he was just losing it. And that's kind of cool, you know? Yeah. Imagine if you were, like, if they said Mike Labby exists in the Marvel Universe, you'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no. Stan Lee's reading a Mallrats script. It even says Kevin Smith on the cover.
Yep.
And it's the Mallrats logo and everything.
Yep.
And he's reciting his line over and over. Yeah.
And again, Kevin Smith had nothing to do with this movie.
Yeah.
Yet they said, this is taking place in the 90s. You know, it would be cool.
Yeah.
And they did that.
Yeah.
And how fucking cool is that?
That's amazingly cool. Yeah. Yeah. So the long and the short of it, I mean, Carol Danvers.
No such thing, Mike.
Yeah.
Carol, never once have you said the long and the short of it, or long story short, and had it be short.
Well, fair enough.
Okay.
Basically, we meet Vers, and she's a Kree, and she's on the planet Veers. Yeah.
It should have been Vers.
Yeah, because there's only one E.
Yeah.
We meet Veers, and she's on the Kree planet, Ahala, whatever. And
which is interesting, because we've always been introduced to Kree as blue aliens.
Yes.
You know, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything.
Yeah.
But apparently they take in other types.
Yep. And she's Kree, as far as we all know, but she doesn't have a memory. She has these weird flashes and this and that. And she ends up going on a mission, and she gets captured by the Skrull. And then they're got something. They're doing something to her brain to look at her memories, because they're trying to find something in someone, right?
Yes, they're looking for. And that was all very humorous. Listening to them like trying to probe through her memory, and they're like, "This can't be the right spot. What are you talking? Yeah. No, this is wrong. What are you doing?"
Because they didn't know she was a human.
Right,
or had been a human.
Right.
Because essentially, what it was is she's a test pilot. Annette Bening's character is a Kree who's on Earth, who's trying to make this light-speed drive because she's trying to save the Skrull.
Right.
Because for what we know, for what Captain Marvel knows, for what Carol Danvers or what Vers knows, is that the Skrull are bad. That's what she's been taught.
They invade planets. They're shapeshifters.
Yes.
They can shapeshift down to the DNA level just by seeing someone.
Yep.
And so you can't tell who's a Skrull.
And even have some of their most recent memories.
Yes.
Yes.
And so they invade planets.
Yep.
Wipe out the indigenous life forms,
yep.
and then take over. So they're invaders, they're conquerors, they're colonists.
Yep.
And
that's what she's led to believe.
Yeah, because the Skrull and the Kree have been fighting this war for longer than anyone can remember.
But what she doesn't know, what the reality is what we kind of know, is the Kree are shit.
Yes.
And so the Kree is actually trying to dominate the Skrull, and that's what Annette Bening's character came to realize. So she was trying to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carol Danvers on Earth as a test pilot for this thing, whatever, they go on a mission together. She's going to take her up to her lab, which we don't know at the time, or she doesn't know, but it's not on the Earth. And then they get attacked by the Kree.
Yep.
And the plane crashes, and then Annette Bening's character is killed. Mar-Vell. She's killed. And so Carol shoots the quantum drive.
Yep.
But that's not an actual quantum drive. That's just the engine. The actual core is someplace else.
Right.
But it explodes. And basically she absorbs all the energy and all the power. And so the Kree take her. They transfuse her human blood with Kree blood to make a Kree. And then they put a device on her that they think that they lead her to believe controls her powers. Because it kind of does. But
because what is given can be taken away.
Correct. But in reality, it's stifling her powers on purpose.
Yes.
You know, because they don't want her to get too powerful. So in order for her to realize all this, she gets kidnapped by the Skrull. She sees some flashes. They battle on the ship. They end up going to Earth. She crashes on Earth, like you said, in the blockbuster. She meets a young Nick Fury. She meets a young
Coulson.
Phil Coulson, which is awesome. It really exposes Fury to his first reality that there's aliens and other beings out there.
Right.
And so
he was just Agent Fury at the time.
And they were still...
Phil Coulson was still, the new guy.
Yeah, but they were still with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yep.
Yeah.
But this was early S.H.I.E.L.D. Now, what was interesting is you've described all that stuff, but when we see her flashes of memory,
yeah,
it's twisted.
Yes.
So she saw visions of being on that beach, you know,
yep,
around wreckage. And she saw a Skrull come out pointing a blaster at her. And she saw Mar-Vell as Annette Bening, the human form, you know, telling her, get out of here. And so that's what her memory is. And so that's why she's like, the Skrull are bad. You know, they've told me they're bad. And yeah, I have some vague memory of getting shot at by a Skrull. This must be what happened to me. But in reality, when she gets her real memory back, it was Jude Law there, Yon-Rogg.
Yes. He's one of them. Yeah. And what's kind of cool is, okay, so she's kind of learning all this.
Mm-hmm.
We have Goose, the cat, which in the comics seem chewy, but. And they're still, they just believe the Skrull is evil.
Yes.
And then essentially, Nick Fury and Captain Marvel, they steal, which I guess is an early version, or it ends up being an early version of a, what are the ships called?
Oh, the Quinjet?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a Quadjet.
Quadjet, yeah, exactly.
So and, four instead of five.
Yeah, so then they find Carol's friend and her former flight.
Maria Rambeau.
Yeah, and while they're there, the Skrulls show up. And basically it's like, look, I'm here in my human form. I want to tell you what's really happening.
Ben Mendelsohn fucking stole the show.
Fantastic, yes. I absolutely loved him as that character.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great in his human form.
Yes.
You know, was it something I said?
Yeah.
And he was great as his Skrull form.
And basically he's like, hey, this is what's really going on. You know, this is what you've been led to believe. I have no reason to lie to you. This is what's really going on. And so she trusts him.
Yep.
And I love the part where... Just a little, like, again, there was some little comedy in this. You know what I mean? Like, we got to figure out where those coordinates are. Those aren't coordinates. What are you talking about? You know, it's something that's in orbit above the space. And he looks at it and goes, in orbit? Was that so hard? That's my science guy. You know, like.
Yeah, they actually had a comic edge to them. Because they were also the ones who were trying to pick through a memory. And they're like, what are you talking about? This can't be right.
But that's the other thing, too, is, like, until, like, almost kind of this part, like, I don't, it's kind of weird, like. Earlier, I look at that part now earlier when they're picking through memories. I see the comedy now, but at the time, I just was watching that as they're frustrated.
Yeah.
But now I look at it, I'm like, all right, I see the comedy in it now.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as he reveals, hey, we're not actually the bad guys, we're the good guys, like, they become very more comedic.
Right.
And it's awesome.
Yes.
It really is awesome. Yep. I like the part where Goose shows up and the Skrull guy is afraid, the leader's afraid of things.
Yes.
It's just a cat. That's not a cat. That's like a flea or whatever it is, you know. I think that's, I thought that was hilarious. And then
that's
we see.
Furious. Just like, oh, come on. He's just a cute little kitty. I love him. Yeah.
And then we see why later.
Yeah.
When it's kind of like Ben from Umbrella Academy.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Just like, really. But when they when they're on the Quadjet and they're heading up to try to find the space station, call it that, whatever it is, it's hidden in space.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, so you can like literally turn in anything, and he's like, yeah, you can. And like, I mean, like, well, you know, does it hurt? Blah, blah. No, not really. I mean, some people are better than others. You know, it takes practice. I think I'm really good at it. Could you turn into a cat? What's a cat? Could you turn into a file cabinet? Why would I turn into a filing cabinet? Like, I just.
Like, that's the kind of conversation that you have, though. Like, nobody ever said any of that stuff to Mystique.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Why would could you be a chair?
Yeah, why would I turn into a filing cabinet? So they find Mar-Vell's ship, and as it turns out, it's full of Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
And
a pinball machine, which pinball you probably went, yeah.
That's a great pinball game. And essentially, they're hiding out there because she was helping them. This is, again, more proof that even though she was Kree, she was helping them.
And they've been there for 6 years without any supplies, which is a little weird.
And they were afraid to use communications because they'd be tracked.
Right.
And, the doctor, whatever, told her not to.
Because there aren't that many Skrull left.
No, there isn't.
The Kree have been wiping them out. The Kree are determined to be the most dominant life form in the entire universe.
Yes.
They want to be the most powerful everything. And if they find something that is more powerful or potentially more powerful, they will wipe it out.
So when they finally find the core, she called it the Tesseract.
Yep.
Did you pop big for that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked it because, again, we had already gotten some flashbacky type stuff, you know, with Coulson and Fury.
Yeah.
But we also had Korath. You know, Korath the Pursuer, who we saw in Guardians.
Yep.
Tracking down Star-Lord. Who?
Yeah.
You know, that was Ronan's right hand man. We saw Ronan before all the makeup and everything. You know, Ronan when he was just leader of the Accusers.
Yep.
Which were the elite bombardier units of the... And we find out from Talos that the Accusers are the ones who would go to a planet where the Skrull were and just bomb the shit out of them. Wipe them all out.
Yep.
And, so we got to see him back when he was taking orders from Yon Rogg and
right.
You know, the others.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And of course, she gets put under like the spell of the dispute with the brain,
Supreme Intelligence.
And basically, she's like, "Hey, wait a second! This thing hinders me. Hey, wait! I'm actually more powerful than you think." And she breaks free and takes the device out of her neck, and then. Fucks everybody up.
She goes binary.
Yeah.
And It's interesting, just for comic-wise,
yeah.
Captain Marvel, or Ms. Marvel,
yeah.
is the one who Rogue got her powers from. Because Rogue originally could just absorb powers.
Oh, yeah.
But she would give them back after a while. She absorbed Ms. Marvel's and held on too long, and that's why she is super strong and vulnerable and can fly. She took them from Carol yeah. Danvers, and then that's why... Then eventually... Danvers was just a normal person, basically.
Yeah.
She still tried to help out where she could. She eventually got hooked up to... I wish I could remember right now. She got hooked up to something, and it was supposed to, like, draw out what powers might be in there, and it actually caused her to go binary, which is the form that we saw her in there, where she's super powerful, like the power of a sun.
Yeah.
But also, it kind of gave her a god complex. But anyway, I just thought that it was neat that yeah, this is where Rogue got her.
I can see why that would. I mean, she was definitely all-powerful.
Oh, yes. Dude, she was taking down ships.
Yes.
Like, she
was flying through spaceships and exploding them. She turned around ballistic warheads or whatever and blew them all up like they were nothing.
And what was really cool was this was an origin movie where the hero, even by the end, barely understood her own powers.
Yes.
Like, she knew she had the Princess Sparkle fists, yep. you know? So... She knew she could blast people, but whenever she would be out in space, she had the mask on because, yep. you know, oh, you need that. By the end of it, she's like, oh, I don't need the mask. Yep. I don't need to breathe in space. She was coming into her own and realizing, oh, my God, I'm this powerful. But, like, she didn't fly. She never flew until the end.
Right.
And she was falling, and she's like, wait a minute. And it started off by her just blasting with her fist to propel herself in a direction, and then she was like, wait a minute. And she started flying.
Yeah.
Like, she was discovering this stuff in her. She's like...
Yeah, as she was progressing, yeah. And then she squares off with the Jude Law guy, whatever, at the end.
Yeah,
I'm
wrong.
I'm so damn proud of you, blah, blah, blah. But like I said, you could knock me down on the ground, so put away your sparkle fist, and let's do this.
And she's like...
I have nothing to prove to you.
Exactly. I have nothing to prove to you. Which is a great line, you know?
Yep.
It's true.
Drags him back to the shuttle, throws him in it, and says, you tell Supreme Intelligence, I'm coming for him.
Yep.
Period.
Yep.
Boom. Sends him gone. And then that's basically kind of how it ends, is that she says that she's going to help the Skrull find a home, and we assume she's going to go stop the Supreme Intelligence.
We assume,
yeah. And then...
gives Fury the pager.
Yes. I souped it up. Just page me for me, but only in emergencies. And he waits to a real emergency.
And how cool was it that we got the PS scene? Because we all saw Avengers Endgame, and we
yes.
saw the PS scene where Fury hits the pager, and we all go, oh, how's
yes.
that going to come into it? So now we get the PS scene where the remaining Avengers are looking at it, and they're like, it just turned off. What do you mean it turned off?
We have Captain. We have Steve Rogers.
Yep.
We have Black Widow. We have...
Rhodey.
Uh-huh.
War Machine.
Yeah, War Machine. And we have Bruce Banner.
Right.
Dr. Banner.
And they're like, it just turned off. You know, it stopped. Well we got to get it powered back up. We got to send out that signal. I want to see what's happening.
Yeah,
you know?
Let us know as soon as you hear anything. And then, like, Black Widow turns around and, Captain Marvel's standing right there. What happened to Fury?
Yeah.
That was a great PS.
And it was just black dark.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then Captain Marvel returned in Avengers Endgame. And
yeah.
then more credits. And then the final post-credit scene is the cat, like, coughing up a hairball of the Tesseract on Fury's desk. That was hilarious.
So, we haven't even touched on that, by the way.
Yeah.
So, this is an interstellar being who is yeah. magnificently powerful, can eat things, like eats Kree.
Yeah.
His face opens up, and tentacles come out. He looks, like you said, you know, kind of like Ben from Umbrella Academy meets the
yeah.
Demogorgon
yeah.
from Stranger
In
Things.
In the body of Morris the Cat.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he eats the Tesseract to safely store it,
yeah.
and he eats these Kree soldiers. So he can eat just about anything. And
yeah.
Fury is right in love with this cat, but he acts like a cat in that, you know, he's purring and rubbing. But like any other cat, he gets a little bit pissed off after
oh
a while.
Oh my god! Yes.
And Fury's holding him up, and he's like, "Who's a good kitty? Who's a good?" And it claws him in the eye.
And Fury goes, "Are you okay? It's just a scratch." And then the leader
I think
of
it's getting
like,
better every minute.
And the leader of the Skrulls like, "That's not just a scratch."
Yeah, he's just like shaking his head, like,
And then it cuts to Fury sitting there at the desk, and Coulson walks in, and he's like, "You know, like, oh, here you go. You know,
it looks like a box of chocolate."
And it's a box of eyes. And they go, so is it true that the, you lost your eye because the Kree captured you and they burnt it out of your skull and you went da-da-da-da? I'll either hear it or confirm that.
Yeah.
Confirm or deny that.
So, you know, when we first met Fury and they asked him about his eye, he said that he trusted the wrong person.
Yeah.
The cat clawed his eye.
Here's the cool thing. Fury's like, we got to find new people. Like, he's talking to Coulson about it. We have to find more heroes.
Yeah.
You know, like, we weren't looking for her. We found them. So we need to look for these people, more heroes, because obviously there's a threat coming.
Yep.
And he calls the Protection Initiative.
Yes.
And then he's looking at a picture of Carol Danvers, and on the side of her plane, it's like Captain Carol Avenger Danvers, you know? And he's like, delete. You know, he's typing Avengers Initiative, yep. You know?
Instead of the Protector Initiative.
Yeah.
Loved it. Yeah, that was good. People have shown pictures now of Thanos, and if you look at Thanos's face,
yeah,
he's got three claws down one side of it. They're like, Goose is coming for it! He's going for the other eye! So, yeah, people are pretty convinced that Goose is going to be who finally kills Thanos.
I'm so happy that we have just over a month to Endgame.
I know. Yeah, if it was one of those like, oh, we saw this in May and we've got to wait until November,
yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah.
This
kinda
is one
like,
month.
Well, kind of like Thor Ragnarok and what was it? September. We didn't have Avengers until May.
Yeah.
We had, you know, Black Panther in January, but didn't have Avengers till May.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely, this one's not going to be winning awards like Black Panther did.
No, but
it's not going to be a cultural revolution.
Fantastic flick.
It really was. Gave us some good backstory,
yep,
filled in some blanks, really set us up for Endgame and for bringing Captain Marvel into this universe,
yep,
in a great way.
Oh, yeah, pretty awesome way, really.
Like I said, I honestly was genuinely surprised that they flipped the switch there on the Skrull.
Yeah,
we've always just known the Skrull as enemies. And,
yep,
you know, for them to be like, no, we're just refugees. We're trying to survive. We were on that planet, you know, intermixed with the locals because we were trying to live.
Yep.
And the accusers kept coming in and bombing us and killing us wherever we went. It was really cool.
It was. There was a lot of great stuff about the flick. And we know why she's gone.
Yep.
So that's good. But, boy, she definitely came back fast.
I think she's been getting better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see what they do with Endgame.
It's something that's been, what, 10 years in the making?
Yeah.
It's going to, like, from this point on, after Endgame, we're done with the last phase,
mm-hmm,
and we're moving into the new reality of Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Also, this will be the new reality of Marvel movies where Fox is folded under them.
Mm.
So there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of differences. And, you know, we're going to see the X-Men join the Marvel universe.
See, how long do you think it's going to take for them, Marvel, to make their own X-Men flick?
Well, think about it this way. Dark Phoenix is still coming out.
Yeah.
But that's going to be the last one with those actors and everything like that.
Yeah.
Deadpool's still sticking around.
Yeah.
But March 20th, this deal goes through.
Yep.
Aside from seeing Spider-Man Far From Home, they have been absolutely silent. Usually Marvel has like several years worth of planned movies that they line up.
Well, normally they're filming a movie right now, or
right,
they have a movie in production and
right,
they don't.
You get the you get the calendar where you can watch and you go, okay, for the next 3 years, here's what they've got coming out. They've said nothing. So,
and that's another thing too. Like, sorry, I heard another rumor that there's a possibility of a new Blade movie with Wesley Snipes returning as Blade.
Yep.
And it's going to be him training his daughter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, in case you see it on the internet, I will say this. There is a scene that everyone is losing their mind about in the latest Avengers Endgame trailer, and it's Hawkeye showing his daughter how to fire an arrow.
Why are they losing their mind about that?
Because his daughter was a hero in the comics.
Oh, okay.
And so they're pretty sure that she's going to be one of the next generation heroes. So, but...
Yeah, if you go to the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now, and you go to all right, the films. Literally, the last one they have on here—that's the TV series again. Here we go. Is Spider-Man Far From Home?
And you know the
and that shows me part of Phase 4. And then there's nothing. And there's usually always something. Like
and you know
said.
What?
What
I can almost guarantee you that never would have seen the light of day like that if it wasn't for the fact that Sony was involved. And yeah. Sony was riding high on Venom, and they were like, we want this out there. We want people to know that this movie's coming.
Honestly, they should have waited until after Avengers
right.
debuted.
And they would have if it was a completely Disney-owned property.
Yeah.
If Marvel owned that, yeah. they would have waited. We never would have seen a hint of it.
Yeah, they definitely should have waited.
But because Sony was involved, they were like, yeah, we want. I guarantee you that's what it was. So it's unfortunate, but yeah. And I bet you either at the end of Endgame
yep.
or within like a week or two, they're going to go, oh, and here's the movies coming out. We're working on Doctor Strange 2, and we're working on, you know, the next Ant-Man, and we're working on, you know, they're going to lay it all out for us.
Remember, what movie was it? Was it the second Iron Man movie? No, it couldn't have been. Was it after Captain America, the First Avenger? Yes, I think it was Captain America, First Avenger. The post-credit scene, or the PS, was the Avengers trailer.
Yes.
Remember how amazing that was? Like, it wasn't a scene. It was the fucking trailer for the Avengers movie.
Because
what if they do something like that? Like, they've been secretly filming a movie this whole time.
It's possible. It's highly unlikely. The internet has leaks for everything. People take pictures and put them up on Twitter and Instagram of, you know, look who was shooting in my neighborhood today.
That's true. Oh, that's the other thing. Okay, yo, fair enough. I just saw that Castle Rock has started filming down in Orange, Massachusetts.
Mm.
Season 2, it's going to be 10 episodes. They're doing a 21 day shoot. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways.
So, basically, Endgame is coming.
Yeah.
When Endgame hits, we're going to know what's going on.
Yep.
I guarantee you, it won't be long after it comes out. They'll give people a little leeway because
I think they'll give people a couple weeks. Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
And then they're going to be like, oh, and here's the rest of our lineup.
Man, I can't wait. I heard a scuttlebutt that April 1st might be the on sale date for Endgame.
Hmm. I didn't have any problem getting tickets for Captain Marvel on opening day. Or, well, sorry, I went Saturday for a noontime show. Okay.
I went today, Friday, at 1 o'clock, and the theater was sold out by the time the movie started.
Wow.
There was no school today, though. School workshop day in the area, so that may have a lot to do with it.
Yep.
But yeah, I guess the 12:30 and 1 o'clock screenings were all sold out.
Damn.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's making money hand over fist like it should be. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Hour and a half.
Yeah, that's 26 minutes of complete and utter bullshit that had nothing to do with TV shows in the beginning of it.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyhow, you can find me on Twitter. I'm Charmel.
I'm the Quantum Geek, G33K.
That's the show, everybody.
We'll talk to you next week.